Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
If you're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
People are always a product of their environment,
yeah.
Right? So you're in an environment that has a lot of people that are trying to contain you, right?
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I find very similar with a lot of the people that I've talked to, especially on the show, is that they were in this environment where they're trying to excel,
yeah,
and become the best. But everybody around them, even the people that they love, it's not, yeah, always the drug dealers and the people that
more often than not, it's the
right,
the real enemy.
Right. It's not done out of like a spiteful
it's
mentality
malicious,
either.
Man.
Right. It's just like they legitimately think
I would
doing
rather
the
malicious. I would rather the enemy. I would rather know that somebody is consciously right, trying to stop
because
me.
Then you know it's at least wrong. 100%.
I know what they're up to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my sister
right,
that wants to cuddle me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Under
mm-hmm,
the disguise of, I just want to take care of you.
Right.
That is the most damaging because
right,
it's the wife you sleep with.
Mm.
It's your dad that says, dude, I just don't want you to get hurt.
Exactly.
Right. Like,
yeah,
it's the people in your life that care for you that don't even know that they're actually damaging,
yeah,
you,
holding you from reaching.
Yeah. Because, well, yeah, because they have some other agenda. That's why I say never take advice from a quitter.
Mm.
That's not a damaging comment. It's
right,
like, look, if your dad quit on money, if he was going along in his life and he's like, I'm going to go get it. Right. And then one day he's like, it's not worth it. Somebody, you know, he had a big loss. He's
right,
like, I'm not going to go
right,
for it anymore. That's the last guy you'd want to get advice from. You know, if somebody went bankrupt because they expanded too fast, they're going to tell you when you go to expand, they're going to be like,
money,
dude,
yeah,
don't spend money
right,
and don't bigger's not better.
Right.
Don't never take advice from a quitter. He quit on expansion because he got spanked.
Right.
Rather than recalibrating and figure out, creating a new network.
Mm-hmm.
I need a new network of people that are winning. And just because you were winning a decade ago doesn't mean you should be in my network today. Because a guy was expanding 10 or 15 or 20 years ago doesn't mean, like when you study mentors, you got to study where they're at in the cycle, right? So I don't know what a good example is, but you know, I want advice from Jack Welch when he was building
right,
GE, not when he
mm,
pulled away from it. So mm, I want to know from Howard Schultz when he's blowing up Starbucks, not when he's leaving the company, he's going to go into politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about his politics. I care about his expansion.
Right, right. So this is something that I find really fascinating, is that most people will always look for the excuse to stay average. So what I mean by that is, like, they're okay with comparison if it's to people that are less fortunate. Right?
Yeah.
So they'll use it as like a, well, just be grateful that you're not, you know, in Zimbabwe, like living in a grass hut. But then the second that you bring up, well, like, you know, we'll look at Grant Cardone. He's buying multifamily real estate in millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And he's worth all this money and stuff. But then when you say that, it's like, well, you know, you should just be grateful for where you are. So they use comparison only when it's in their advantage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. So, look, this is the entire... You just encapsulated the entire definition of the middle class. Hmm. The middle class in America and other middle classes that are being developed in India and other third world countries where there's not a middle class, they are based on comparisons. The entire middle class is a complete phenomenon. It is a mythological creation by politicians where comparison is the definition.
Right.
I am in the middle because I'm not in poverty. And because I'm not super rich.
Right.
Even rich to a degree is just a fancy middle class.
Right.
Like if you ask my 7-year-old or Sabrina, hey, what do you think? What is the middle class? Because she asked me one day, she's like, you talk about the middle class all the time. What is it, Bob? I said, what do you think it is? She's like, I think it's rich people that are really poor. And that's the person that makes 70 grand a year.
Right.
Doesn't have any money left over, making their car payments, making their house payments, stuck, can't leave, can't move. But you're better off, because you said it perfect. You are better off than somebody in Zimbabwe.
Right. Right. So just be grateful.
Who's never had a bicycle.
So don't
be grateful, don't be pushing, satisfied.
Yeah. Mm, right.
Okay, don't push.
Right.
You have more than most. You have clothes on your back. You have transportation, you have air condition, you have food in your refrigerator. And every time you go to Whole Foods, by the way, you're like, ouch. Yeah. That's not freedom,
right,
folks. So you're, Travis, you're doing a service to people to tell them the truth.
So what is the balance then? Because I feel like being grateful is a really good practice.
Yeah.
But there's also, you should also have some sort of a healthy dissatisfaction for where you are to keep pushing forward. So what's the balance between the two?
I think people need to be great. And full of great. You need to be great. You know, somebody said the other day, man, you're really blessed. I said, no, dude, I'm proving it. Hmm. I'm proving that I'm blessed. I'm not interested. God doesn't need to be recognized as blessing me. God has zero, like, he's not putting a mark on the board. I need to prove that I'm blessed. He already did his work. I need to do my work. Now, you guys need to go out and prove that you're blessed. Yeah. You need to get grateful, full of greatness. And do I need to be grateful? Dude, I'm grateful for everything. Mm-hmm. But I'm not spending time on grateful. I'm spending time on how do I fulfill my potential? Mm-hmm. That is the great payback. Like, if there's a God, a higher power, whatever you want to call it, him, her, it.
Right.
Dude, the great payback is to prove it, is to fulfill the potential, not to be like, well, I got to work today and I didn't get in a wreck.
Yeah.
All right. Good, man. But that can't be the rest of my day. Or I came to work today and I didn't get drunk. Or I didn't punch anybody in the face today. Mm. Like, I didn't punch anybody in the face. I didn't beat my wife up. You know, I didn't make my kids feel bad. I could be grateful for that.
So I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good.
Right.
So the rager, that's what the rager does. I didn't beat anybody's face in it. Okay, dude, look, like, where are we going to move the conversation to? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm interested in. I am very.
Is that really the fulfillment of your potential to not hit people? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Right.
Like, I'll give you an example. Like I just, I bought a plane 3 years ago, sold the plane, bought another plane. When I got on the new plane, okay, I was literally on this plane 3 minutes. It's a brand new plane. Gulfstream 550. It's like top of the line, everything. I was on that plane maybe 3 minutes. Johnny, you weren't on that flight with us, were you?
No.
Okay. Sherry, my CEO, was on the flight. Elena was on the flight. I was on, Ryan Secco was on the pilot. And I'm on 3 minutes. And I said, I'm going to buy the next level. So was I grateful? Am I ungrateful? Dude, I love the plane I'm on. Okay. Yeah. I'm extremely grateful for it. But I know. Now, the question now in this conversation becomes, when is enough enough? And if you're asking that question, I guarantee you don't have enough. And you're not working hard enough, and you're not going for your potential. Rather, you're measuring against other people. So you're trying to make sense of what you said. You're trying to make sense of why you don't have what you have. And you'll do that by making me wrong.
Right. And you, almost and changing it into a morality issue.
Totally, totally. Yeah,
just like just saying, oh, getting rich is selfish and it's and all totally. This other stuff.
Now it's going to become, see, nobody's ever covered this what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Now the guy's going to drop into a morality issue. Why do you need so much?
Right.
You know, you could have taken that money for that plane and you could have fed hungry people.
Mm-hmm.
You right. know? Well, dude, I'm feeding hungry people. By the way, when we're having this conversation, I'm feeding more hungry people than the guy asking the question.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's always the interesting
thing. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is. For those listening, we'll link up to the video in the show notes. You come check it out. We just put a little model of Grant's plane he just bought up on the desk here. So,
no, this is the actual plane though that I bought.
Yeah, the actual model, right?
I shrink myself to get in the plane.
The future.
Yeah, the future shrinker.
Okay, cool. So we covered a lot of stuff so far. This is the Build Your Network podcast where we talk a lot about networking, building relationships, and we've kind of touched on it already, but the question I always ask to get the conversation going in the right direction is, do you believe that what you know or who you know is more important and why?
Yeah, I believe that. I've had this conversation with a lot of people. I believe who you know is more important than what you know.
Why is that?
Well, you know, look, your connections, man. The connections can accelerate everything. So we did a growth conference. We did my annual growth conference. We did one that was 9,000 people there, 23 speakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know this years ago. I was out there competing. I write about this, and if you're not first, you're last. The competition thing is a dead art. You don't want to compete with people. You want to collaborate with people. Hmm. And I didn't know this because the way I grew up, because my dad died probably, I didn't have any connections. And because I didn't have connections, and I didn't have a network, and I wasn't in the club, and I wasn't in the country club, and I wasn't at the golf course, and I didn't know the bankers, I probably... Because I didn't have those things and I didn't know how to do it, I probably made networking like wrong as opposed to using it to collaborate.
Right.
Because I can tell you a whole bunch of people that are less talented than me that went faster than me.
That's exactly my whole point of this entire show. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to this all the time, you definitely know this is where I stand on it. But what you just said, it basically encapsulates my entire purpose for this, because I feel like the what is obviously important. You have to be competent and you have to have a skill set and you have to work on that craft.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just find that if you focus more of your time on the who, the speed will always be greater.
Dude.
Like you'll skip rungs on the ladder. You'll shorten the runway, however you want to phrase it. You'll get so much better, so much faster. Yeah.
And if you combine the two, you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
If you are committed to greatness
and
you collaborate with other people and lift them up, like make other people great.
Yeah.
You know, my sister said to me when we were doing this conference, it was 4 days. She's like, my God, the amount of time you give other people on the stage is unbelievable. Right. We did a 4-day event, 9,000 plus people.
That was incredible.
And, you know, I give speakers, Grant, you could be up there the whole time. I said, no, I'm sharing that platform.
Right.
Now, what does that do for me? First of all, it edifies me.
For sure.
It's like
100%.
I don't need to be on the stage. Yep. They're on the stage on my behalf.
Mm.
It gives me a network, a built-in network. So we spent $4 million with the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
So
it was incredible.
To give me instant. Okay. I got speakers that came from around the world to deliver content. I didn't pay them. I wrote a check to Mandalay Bay for $4 million. I gave them an audience.
Right.
Most people cannot put 9,000 people in front of themselves.
Oh.
So I did that for a whole bunch of people and gave them a great qualified audience. So you want to do whatever you have to do what you're saying, which is build this network, like to reach up.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized one day I was watching CNBC one morning. I saw all the players on the planet, the top 50 or 100 players or whatever that number is, they were all showing up in Davos in Switzerland.
Okay.
Buffett,
mm-hmm.
Gates, all the players,
mm-hmm.
the Google boys. I'm like, dude, look, what are you doing, Grant? What are you doing, man? You're so stupid, dude. You need to go to Davos. You need to show up where the other players are. You need to go there and eat dinner. Eat dinner with the kings and the queens. Now, I know some people, this goes back to this last thing you said about the morality thing.
Yeah.
I don't need all that. Okay. When you say you don't need all that, you're being selfish. You need to eat with kings and queens and power players.
Mm-hmm.
because it's going to accelerate everything for your family.
Right.
Like if you're one of those people that want, you're a Greenpeace guy, the best thing you could do is go eat dinner with Bill Gates, right? Rather than being in your little freaking Zodiac boat, just doing the Zodiac boat thing, attacking the big ship. You need money, you need funding, you need support, you need people behind you. You can't do anything by yourself.
Yeah. That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.